Chris and Kira.
2FM.
What?
If you ever die and I'm on television, I'm going to have to pretend.
You're going to have to start crying.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the thing. If you ever die, oh, I'm going to milk that for everything.
Oh, if you die, I'm going to milk it.
Oh, my God.
It'll be like my thing to get me into the newspapers.
Yeah, see, that's it. Everyone has this angle that gets them into
Chris
the newspapers.
Me and Chris were like medial soulmates.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know?
Oh, I tell you what. Listen, if you ever died, right, I would ring up like any of the big newspapers, especially the ones that have like, you know, other kind of supplements. I'd be like, look, I don't really care that Kira's dead or anything. But let me tell you what this would be good for. All right, you can get the photographer. We can go down to the beach or something. You can take a load of shots of me, like, looking out at the distance or, like, looking out at the sand or, like, I don't know, skimming a stone along the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put big kind of sub headlines like, I sometimes can barely go to work and I can look really sad and I'll milk it for everything it's worth. I might even start crying. We'll make me cry. We're like, we'll induce crying and I'll ride that for everything it's worth. I'll go on the Saturday night show. I'll be like, Brendan, I can't believe she's dead. You know, I'll do the whole thing. It'll be amazing. I mean, I have noticed now that a lot of people who want to be public figures just keep going on about one thing over and over again. That'll be my thing if you die here. I will just keep going on. I will milk it for everything it's worth. Will you let me do that?
Go for it.
Thank you. In fact, say it's your dying wish.
But you have
Kira,
to...
say it's your dying wish.
Chris, it would be my dying wish for you to continue on my legacy and talk about me all over Ireland.
There you go. Now, if you ever die, okay. I can wheel out.
Oh, yeah, but you have to go on about how amazing I was. Though.
Of course, yeah. I will go on
that
about...
will also make people like you more.
Yeah, of course, if I look like I'm really
like,
sad
Kira
that you're
adorable.
Gone.
Kira was adorable. She was the nicest person I've ever known.
Yeah.
She was my best friend.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
Start crying.
Oh, I will. I'll need to get better at crying, though.
See,
I still don't have the crying,
though. People aren't going to believe me, though, if you die.
No, everyone's going to be know that you're glad I'm dead.
Crap.
No, it's true. Everyone is going to know that you're glad I'm gone. And it won't work at all. It will work the other way around, though. It will definitely work.
Wait, how can I spin it if you die? Ooh, maybe I can do something like I'm free.
No, you see, you can't be happy someone's dead either.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, they won't like that as
it's
a story.
True.
We need to think about this, though.
Or here
I tell
are things you didn't know about Chris.
That could look tasteless, though. Like, if you're kind of berating me in death.
It wasn't until he died that I realized how much I loved him.
There you go.
Boom.
Winner. That is what you do. You say...
And then I'll travel around and I'll give talks and I'll tell people to tell people how they really feel about someone.
There you
before
go.
Before they leave
there
this world.
There you go.
Ah!
Angles.
Yes.
Angles to get in the paper.
Okay, brilliant.
Oh, Kira, I love it.
And then I'm going to start, like, I'll get a picture of you and I'll start wearing t-shirts and then all the paparazzi will
perfect!
When I'm going to the shop to, like, get some milk, I'll sit on a bench and I'll look really pensive.
Yeah!
And my
yes.
cardigan will be open and there'll be a picture of you in my t-shirt.
No, you see, you
and
need
I
to
look
do...
like a No, I'm not going to look like a wreck.
You need to do one final thing now.
What?
You need to give it a catchy name like Charity for Chris or something like that or as in to spread my memory and everything. That's the final angle you need
right.
to get in the newspapers.
Right.
You're not there yet, darling.
Okay.
And that's what you need to do. You need to have a, what is it called, posthumous when someone dies?
Yeah.
You need to have a posthumous realization about me. That, like, you actually loved me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that now you'll never get to tell me and you just hope I'm out there listening somewhere. Perfect.
Okay, brilliant.
Excellent.
Sorted.
Got our angles all sorted now for if either of us ever die. So that's good. Monique says we could lose some weight. As in, I could lose weight. And then I could be like, I lost so much weight. Monique, that's not a bad idea. That's a good one, actually. That's a very good one. I could get even bigger than I am now. I could get really heavy. I could get total fat bitch. And then I could lose it all. Monique, I don't think that's a bad idea. Does anyone else have any other angles as to how we can get in the paper? 51552.
I need a famous boyfriend.
That would work.
Yeah. I need a famous boyfriend.
Because you need angles.
Yeah.
You can't just be yourself and stuff.
Yeah.
No, you need a lot of old angles and stuff. 51552.
How can myself and Chris get into the papers?
How can we make sure that we ride on? And you know what? It can be a worthy cause as well. I don't give a shit about any worthy causes, but I'll pretend to. I'll gladly pretend to give a fuck about your whatever it is if it gets me in the papers. Otherwise, I don't care. Otherwise, don't come near me. 51552. Or you can tweet us at @HateChrisGreen or at @IamKiraKing. I mean, what can we do? How can we get in the papers? What are we doing wrong, you know? I love things. I want to see an end to world hunger. Can someone write an article about
Bob
that?
Bob Geldof has got that all
bollocks!
Sewn up.
Mm. Bollocks! He's and he donates like hundreds of millions
he
to charity.
Does, really, oh. You know, and it's Bob Geldof.
Damn it. All right, look, we'll think of something. And if
I hate to say this.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's something that we should broach, really. But maybe if me and you got together, we could be like the new Ray and Jenny.
We could have a baby.
We could have a baby. Yeah.
I have a big forehead. I mean, is there any way that can get me like forehead awareness or something? Or people with weird shaped heads? We could do that.
Could
no
we
problem.
Pretend that we're together and like borrow someone's baby?
Yes. That's a good idea. That's a, and also means you don't have to have a baby. That'd be a lot of work. Like, you know, but look, we'll think about it. I mean, I think we're onto something good here. Right, you know what? Kira and I, we're here discussing angles to get us into the newspaper. Because it seems to be now you have to have an old angle. Do you know what I mean? You can't just do your job and stuff. You have to be fucking.
And then we were talking
about
how would we milk it for ourselves individually if the other one died. So let's say, how would I milk it if Chris died, and how would Chris milk it if I died?
You know, I can be a very good actor. As in, if you died, I would have the nation really sorry for me.
I know.
I'm telling you, I would have them crying on my behalf. It would be awesome. All right, look, there are a lot of texts that could help us with our angles and all of that kind of stuff. So what I'll do is, we have to take a really quick break here, I think, and then we'll come back and we will get to some of your very helpful suggestions. I mean, this is more or less what PR companies do anyway, lads. So thanks, you're really helping us out here. And we'll also get another track. We might get, we'll get Take That These Days. That's on the way. But some great suggestions coming in. I mean, I really have to say that there are some awesome suggestions.
Wow. Some like someone very says, imaginative ones.
Someone says, make a sex tape. That's a great one. I mean, leaking a sex tape is not a bad one, Kier.
I don't know, Chris.
It's not a bad one. Someone says, you guys could be like the new John and Yoko. They're not a bad idea at all. Someone says, get ass implants. I'm not doing that. Kira, are you doing that? I don't want to do that.
Well,
I'm
you know what? I would like a firmer ass.
Kira, you have a fine firm ass. You don't need any implants, all right? Someone says, Chris, sell your story about how you're related to Mr. Blobby. I do kind of look like Mr. Blobby. Like, there's a lot of similarities. We both have kind of odd, puffy, pink faces and, like, wear weird clothes. So people could believe that. You're dead right.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.